I've got John Gibbons, I've got Rob Gutman, I've got Sean Rogers. Spirits are still pretty high, as Liverpool are European champions, and that's what makes this really interesting. Firstly, this is the Benitez Game podcast. Now, just to explain it, in 2005, supposedly, Rafa Benitez, after Liverpool won the European Cup, after the trophy parade, got all the staff in, everyone who worked at any technical level in the club, no matter how high or low they were ranked, and he got each of them in his office one at a time, and he asked them to list the players from the Premier League he'd like them to buy, they think that Liverpool should buy in the summer. And then he talked to them about the list and get them to explain why they'd say a couple of players, the sort of thing they think Liverpool are missing at that stage, and then go from there. And he got this whole list of names in. Now, Liverpool definitely don't do that sort of thing anymore, even though they have just won the European Cup, as they now have databases about practically every footballer who plays the game. But it's still an interesting little thought experiment to do, and we like to do it at the end of every season. And as it is, still pretty close to the trophy parade, I've got John Gibbons, Rob Gutman and Sean Rogers in, who've got their lists of players that they would like to see Liverpool go for, can make an argument Liverpool should go for, from the entire league. Now, it isn't the idea you go for every single one of them, and it was never about, for instance, Rafa Benitez on everyone's list in 2005 got John Terry's name. Liverpool were not going to buy John Terry in 2005. It's not about whether or not you think Liverpool could plausibly get them, but it's who you'd make an argument that it would be worth having a go for if budget was absolutely no object, and why you'd do it. So, the way we're going to do this today is, because Liverpool are absolutely brilliant and just got 97 points, we're going to do it in three phases. So the first thing I'm going to ask everyone is who they would take from the bottom 10. Then the next thing I'm going to ask is to do defenders, midfielders and forwards in order from the top 10, but not including Manchester City. And then we'll talk about who you would have from Manchester City. So first and foremost...
Can I ask a stupid question? Yes. Early on to get it out of the way. We can't have Eden Hazard under any circumstance, can we? Or can we?
We can.